In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to continue to look at our Reader's Guide to the Bible. And this is a little guide that suggests certain scriptures to read when some things are on your mind. Now, let me see what you would come up with. We've got three things we're going to look at here in just a moment. Number one, what do you read when you think of investments and returns? Number two, what would you read for a prophet's picture of worship that counts? And number three, what would you read for a prophet's idea of religion? Well, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, what scriptures came to your mind? What do you think of? Maybe, what passage would you read when you're thinking of investments and returns? Our little Bible reader's guide suggests Mark chapter 10, 17 through 31. And as he was going forth into the way, there ran one to him, kneeling to him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good save one, even God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor thy father and thy mother." And he said unto him, "Teacher, all these things have I observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But his countenance failed at the saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and saith to his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were astonished exceedingly, saying unto him, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible, but with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to say unto him, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for my sake, and for the gospel's sake, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." All right, let's look at the next one. What would you read for a prophet's picture of worship that counts? Our Bible reader's guide suggests we read Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 12. And here's what we read. "Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and declare unto my people their transgressions, unto the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and desire to delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near unto God. Wherefore hath we fasted, they say, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find your own pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and contention, and to smite the fist of the wickedness. Ye fast not this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen, the day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow his head as a rush and spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to Jehovah? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness and undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye may break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy healing shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Jehovah shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and Jehovah will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he will say, Here I am. Now, what would we read for the prophet's idea of religion? Well, there's two passages suggested for this. The first one is in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of God, ye people of Gomorrah. What unto me is the multitude of your sacrifices, saith Jehovah? I've had enough of the burnt offerings of the lamb, and of the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand, to trample my courts? Bring me no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. The iniquity and the solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary of bearing them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The other passage suggested is from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Wherewith shall I come before Jehovah, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Jehovah be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shown thee, O man, what is good. And what doth Jehovah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thy God. Well, that's the end of our Bible's Reader's Guide. And with that, we're going to return to Elam's notes on Sunday school lessons. And these are notes he made for the Sunday schools of January the 30th, 1927. It is a Sunday school lesson about the Christian overcoming temptation. Now there's two texts from which we will read. The first is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led in the Spirit in the wilderness during 40 days, being tempted of the devil. And he did eat nothing in those days, and when they were completed, he hungered. And the devil said to him, If thou art the Son of God, command this stone that it become bread. And Jesus answered unto him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone. And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, Unto thee will I give all this authority and the glory of them. For it hath been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship before me, it shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee to guard thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee up, lest haply thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not make trial of the Lord thy God. And when the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him for a season. The second text on this lesson of the Christian overcoming temptation is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Thou hath no temptation taken you, but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, make also the way of escape, that ye may endure it. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. The devotional reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ Jesus that died, rather, and was risen from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Even it is written, For thy sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.